Hey guys, welcome to the KZN Fishing Report, presented by Angler New South Africa. I'm your host, Vinesh Zagreem, and this show is brought to you by the King Fisher.
Daiwa is proud to introduce the next generation of BG spinning reels, the Daiwa BG-NQ. Thanks to their new one-piece monocoque aluminium body, they're lighter, stronger, and with even more torque. Sizes 6,000 to 20,000 cover every aspect of saltwater fishing, from spinning lures off the beach to winching in giant sharks and throwing lures offshore at big game. The new design makes it more rigid and distortion-proof, increasing water resistance. Gears are larger and more durable thanks to DigiGear technology, extending their gear life. Daiwa, feel alive.
Hey KZN, welcome to another fishing report with Angler New South Africa. This is the 28th of April, straight on the back of the Freedom Day public holiday, and we are in for a treat this weekend because the fishing reports have come through really phenomenally. I mean, we've got Jesse talking about fishing comps that's coming on this weekend, the jig fishing, which is happening really well up at Bolito. We've got Scottsboro cleared up. We've got Mudma Dam full of water. There's tarpon in Mtanzini. And most of all, I've just got a report this morning where guys have had the best fishing ever off Margate. So let's kick it off, starting off with my favorite report of the week, coming from the areas of Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yuvongo, Shirley Beach, and Port Shepston. Guys, the social media groups have been exploding with the amount of various species that are caught. Now, the water is cleared up, not fully, but just good enough to ensure rods were bending throughout all these fishing spots. Now, the water hasn't cleared fully, but it's just enough where the debris has cleared significantly and the water has the right amount of choppiness in it to get the fish on the bite. Now, everyone predicted last week that after a severe storm that KZN has had, the fishing is going to explode. And guys, it has. The species that have been coming out has been brusher, rockard, lanterns, bronze bream, snapper salmon, even hammerheads. You guys are even getting the late flatfish action. So that's off your rock and surf side of fishing. As for the skiboard fishing, there's been a few prodigal sons, a few tuna, but the bottom fishing has been phenomenal. Of course, Taxman is still around. Nevertheless, anglers are getting back with bags of fish. So guys, the variety is out there, the conditions are perfect. It's been proven just yesterday where social media groups were exploding with the amount of fish. I'm like super excited about this area because this has got to be one of the best areas to be out fishing right now. And with the long weekend coming up, this is certainly one of the preferred feeding zones for this weekend. Now, what about areas like Rocky Bay, Park Rennie, and Scottsboro? Well, I've got good news, guys. Things are looking up as well. Last week was a terribly sad report, but this week, the report has come through where the water's looking clear, anglers are on the beach, the community has got together to do a fantastic job in cleaning up. And as for the fishing, it has been fantastic. So guys have been getting a good range of rock species, quite a variety on that. There's been some cooter coming out for the skiboard guys, as well as the odd shad and odd flatfish in between. So Scottsboro also looking on the up and up, but what's even more good to hear is that it is all clear and all systems go for a good weekend if you are visiting that area. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, where we've got Gary from the Kingfisher who has his report for this week.
Morning chaps, it's Gary here at Kingfisher Warner Beach. The water's brown again, sort of southerly pushed more brown than that sort of nice looking greeny color, greeny off color. But there have been some edibles coming out here and there, and inedibles as well. All along the Kingsborough beaches. So let's see what it looks like. Those winter fish, winter edible fish, you know, the stumpies and that type of fish out of a cob of 10 as well, little kingies. So let's see, hopefully that edible fishing is going to improve now. Let's see what the week brings and look forward to the season getting into full swing. I'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. And yes, absolutely, the winter fish is coming, and they are coming in a good abundance. So just to reiterate on what Gary was saying, I've also got some reports that there has been some good cob activity between a Sapingo and a Manzantoti as well. Now moving on to Durban, where we've got Mike V with this week's fishing report. Here is Mike.
How's it, my boy? Yeah, there is still some cob around in the Durban beachfront. Up towards Lulu Green and that, the guys have been getting some nice cob. A couple of grey sharks and diamonds in between them as well. Durban North Beach is sort of the same story, but with a couple of stumpies and grunters thrown in. There are some decent sized shad again trying. The guys fishing with mackerel at night have been getting them. There was one or two scratch fish around by Tongaat River mouth on the reef there. But that's about all I got from the beaches. The guys are still reluctant to give us a lot because the fishing is still closed. So the beaches are still closed. So they're all keeping it a little bit on the quiet side. The bay's got grunter in it. I saw some pictures of some lovely fish up to 5 kilos. Quite a few snapper salmon. Also, they've got a few cob in the bay. A couple kingies came out, and that's about it. Okay, cool. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. So we've got shad, cob and sharks, as well as up to 5 kilo grunters in the harbour. And if you are doing some skiboat angling, I can report that there has been some Dorado on the bite. But now the guys are getting further out because inshore, there have been zero reports of Hooter, as there's still a fair amount of debris causing the water to be a bit dirty. However, there has been reports of snook around the Blue Lagoon mouth area. This could all change because this weekend we have got the Durban Ski Boat Festival, and I am sure with KZN anglers, they will find the cooter. So we will be able to report much more on that in great detail next week. So guys, the fishing is on the up and up. That is from Durban all the way down South Coast. What about the North Coast? Well, we have Jesse from the Kingfisher Branch in Balito, where he is going to tell us his report for this week. Here is Jesse.
Hello, Vinesh.
I hope that you've got some fairly decent reports from other guys, because to be perfectly honest, things have been a little bit quiet on my side. On the North Coast, we've had very few reports over the last week, some of which have been flatfish, some have been one or two smaller sharks like your spinner sharks, your grey sharks. But like I said, unfortunately, it's been quite, quite dead, unfortunately. And it's not nice to see that it has been dead, and with the build-up towards the competitions. I mean, you've got the Durban Ski Boat Festival coming up. And little things like the lack of bait. You know, the bait is becoming a scarcity at the moment, with the lack of people going out to catch bait, and I mean the guys that are out there are really struggling to get any bait at this stage. So things are looking down, unfortunately, and you can only hope that by the time the competitions are coming up, we're going to get some positive feedback there. But at this stage, nothing. And then as far as catches go, there have been quite a few nice cooter coming out far north on the boat, so talking Tindy Manors and Kwazi side. So the guys that have managed to get a little bit further out, guys fishing deep have been getting a couple of fish, and there were quite a few reports of guys catching fish on jig as well, which is quite nice. Not only does it show that that the fish will take other stuff other than bait, but it's quite nice to see that there's been a bit of an improvement of the numbers of people getting involved in vertical jigging, slow pitch jigging, which is nice to see, that everybody can expand and not only stick to one facet of fishing. I also remember that in the competitions that are coming, that have been coming up, they are introducing more species-orientated competitions as opposed to just biggest fish competition. And when it does come down to species competitions, one of the most effective way of kind of working around a reef is to fish with jig, with bucktails, with drop shot, because you can pick off a number of species of jigs, as opposed to just pulling a mackerel over a reef or a sardine over a reef and picking off the barracuda, for example. You can now open up your opportunities of catching your kingfish, your jobfish, your redfish, your rock art species on all of these things, which is quite nice. So nice to see a couple of fish coming out on the jig. Then from the rock and surf side of things, as I said, there's been a couple of flatfish, some diamonds, and then one or two smaller sharks, but nothing to write home about really. And then as far as the edibles go, it's nice to see that there's those pompano that we had about a month and a half to 2 months back have slowly worked themselves back. So the guys are catching one or two in the La Mercy area all the way up to Sheffield actually. And then still a lot of rock cod coming out. I've had quite a few of my customers buying sardine instead of their standard prawn or trocker, because the rock cod have been preferring to take the sardine, I'm assuming, in the dirty water. A lot of people are of the understanding that sardine is a much more smelly bait than trocker, for example, so the fish will be able to hone in on it a little bit easier. And knowing this, they are taking advantage of it and, you know, reaping the benefits of that. They're catching a couple of rock cod, again, the lantern, otherwise known as your cage bass. And then again, your smaller species, carantine, blacktails, always plentiful in the Belito area. The guys coming down for the long weekends have been taking advantage of that. So yeah, as far as that goes, that is all I've heard. So we can only hope that with the competitions coming up and the water starting to clean up a bit, that things improve for next week. Good luck, guys. Tight lines.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Another fantastic detailed report about what's been going on in Belito and surrounding areas. So all in all, it's quiet, a little bit quiet, but there is still flatfish and a few sharks, as well as cuta, pompano, and a lot of rockard, but on sardine. Now, our other correspondent in the area has come through with a bit of a report. And what we can say is that if you are fishing in the Tinley Manor area, you are going to be getting some cob and stumpies. If your water is clear, then there has been reports of shad on the bite. If you're in the Blythedale area, there has been shad and cob, as well as some guys getting some good rockard. Tugela South has produced cob as well as a few skates, and unfortunately for the North Bank, the Labotes has gone off the bite. Now sticking with the North Coast and just slightly further up is in Tanzini Banks, and we have got our correspondent Nick with this week's report of what's been going on.
Oh, morning, Vanessa. Okay, on the fishing side, we start off in the river. The guys are still catching river snapper, a lot of river bream, and one youngster was busy fishing away on Sunday, and he was reeling in a river snapper when oxide tarpon jumped into his boat. We do have the oxide tarpons in our river, but they're not very commonly caught, so yeah, that was quite an unusual occurrence. So I had to stop fighting the fish to get the tarpon back in the water, and then he continued. On the beach over the weekend, some very nice shad were caught, quite a few, on the main beach, Doggy Beach, and at Port Dunford. Going down to Dog and Twinny, the cob seemed to have arrived there. They had a bit of a cob smash over the weekend. The sizes were sort of in the 60s to the late 70s, so they're probably all out of the same shoal, I imagine. I mean, not marine biologist. Deep sea, the guys are getting ready for the Cooter Classic, which is going to be fished on the weekend. We have over 100 anglers and 40 odd boats, which is quite a big turnout. We think it's because we haven't had this competition for the last 2 years, and that's why there's such an interest. We have a lot of out-of-town boats coming, which is very good for the town. The guys fished on Sunday. They mainly were going for cuta. They did get cuta, but not very big ones. I think the biggest was 18 kilos. The other game fish that we caught was grassy kingfish, and some of the guys also got bottom, mainly just sling and top, not many rockers or anything else. So everybody's all excited and getting geared up for the weekend. For the guys that are fishing Southland.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Another fantastic report from you. So we've got river snapper, river bream, oxal tarpon, jumping into the boats, quite a few shad, and a cob smash. So Mtanzini Banks is certainly producing the fish, even though the talk of the town is the Kuta comp that's coming up this weekend. Now moving on to Richards Bay, well, we've got another fantastic report that has come through, where the harbour is producing a lot of rock salmon, a lot of grunter, as well as kingfish. Now, the offshore fishing hasn't been too grand, but if you are in the harbour area, it's definitely going to be bending rods this weekend, and that is where your fishing zone is going to be. And now to round off our saltwater report for KZN, we finish it off in Cape Vidal and St. Lucia, where we've got Jeff Ashwood with his latest report.
Hi there, Vinesh, and all your listeners. This is Jeff from Fatbike Fishing St. Lucia. Yeah, the fishing has been difficult of late. Have been a few yellowfin tunas and skipjacks and here and there the odd kuta, but it hasn't been easy. Guys have had to work hard. It's been the competition on the go this last few days, and even them have all been struggling. Around the jolly, there's been a few fish coming out on drop shot. It hasn't been easy. Cape Vidal, the kutas are there, but the water's a lot cleaner up there. You know, obviously the water's a lot dirtier down at St. Lucia because of the mouth that's open. Till the next fish. Cheers, everybody.
Thank you so much for that, Jeff. Another fantastic report coming out from KZN. So, guys, we have got fish all over from north to south. It's going to be a fantastic weekend. It's the long weekend. The reports have come through where we are getting you into the feeding zone. And fortunately for us at KZN, it is all over the coastline. There is definitely something to catch, whether you are fishing rock and surf or offshore. But what if you are fishing freshwater? Well, we have got Jan from the Kingfisher branch in Pietermaritzburg to tell us all about it.
Hi there, Jan Carval here from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. With the rains from the weekend, the fishing this week has been rather slow, but being Freedom Day, I certainly hope you guys manage to organize your pink ticket and get a free day out to go and throw a line. Should you have been out and managed to land something? Well, come on guys, show and tell. So let's see those reports. On the bass side, Albert Falls is still proving to be extremely challenging, quote unquote, and there's a moderate level of concern around the Joey's Tournament Trail round number 4, which takes place in about 2 weeks' time on the 7th of May. But as they say, if you don't have a line in the water, well, you ain't going to be catching anything. And of course, there's always one team that shows up everybody else. There will be some lunkers around, but yeah, you will have to work for them. But if it's fights and it's numbers that you're after, well, then Midmar is the place to be going to, as we've said before. On the trout side, the rivers are still very high now from the rains this week. But prior to that, and on Saturday the 21st, the KZN Fly Fishing Association Senior League event took place up in the Litani River. And some good fish in the 12 to 15 inch range were reported. Water temperatures are still sitting rather high though, 17 to 18 degrees. Rather unseasonally so for this time of year, so let's hope things will cool down and the flow is going to cool down so that we can still get in a good month of river fishing before the still water season kicks off. Next weekend is the Underberg Heimville Trout Fishing Club River Festival. I'm really looking forward to seeing some results coming out from there. There are good fish in that part of the world, so tight lines, guys. On the Stillwater front here in the Midlands, the Natal Flyfishers Club dams have been providing some good fish. Anything up to about the 50 centimeter mark. Taking on mainly larger flies. Still some dirty water about though, so large flies will be your go-to for the moment. Make lots of noise underwater so the fish can find them. Again, water temperatures still a little bit on the high side, 17 to 19 degrees. Strangely so, but yeah, things have gotten quite nippy over the last 10 days or so, so water temperatures and should start dropping accordingly. June is a very busy month for the start of the Stillwater season, with the Camberg Trout Festival in the first weekend, the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge on the second weekend, and the Boston Fly Fishing Festival on the third weekend. And from then on, there will still be the finals, or legs 2 and 3, plus the finals of the Topps Corporate Trophy Challenge, which take place over the rest of June and July. Busy times for the winter stillwater season. On the yellowfish front, no real news to report for the Scaly boys. But surprisingly, guide Mark Yelland on Sterkfontein had a cracker last weekend on Saturday, again before the weather moved in, and found some solid bars of gold. Well, guys, a short report for this week. Let's hope that the weather does finally plan on settle down and tight lines going forward.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. No one does a freshwater report better than you, and I love it. If you don't have a line in the water, you ain't getting that fish. But fortunately, KZN, we will be getting fish this weekend, because with these reports, there is no way we can miss. Like I said, Margate is on absolute fire with the fishing at the moment, and we can't wait to be out there and seeing for ourselves what the guys are talking about. So guys, wish you all the best for this long weekend coming up. We've got the Durban Kuta Festival coming up, as well as a few other competitions in KZN going on. And we will be back next week to give you the full report of everything that happened over this week. Guys, once again, it's been fantastic being with you. It's been fantastic delivering these fishing reports. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. And please remember, hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button, and get in touch with us. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know whether we're getting you into those feeding zones. So one last shout out before we end the show, and that shout out is to the Kingfisher for making the show possible and getting us these fishing reports. Don't forget to go onto their website to check out their trading hours and to find their stores along KZN. For Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.